the most important meal of the day, second breakfast. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another week of Second Breakfast Podcast. I'm Andy Roth alongside Phil Duvall. Say hi, Phil.
Hi, everyone. Two things before we get crazy?
Please do.
One, please. I'd like to remind everybody, we have a jingle now.
Totally!
I am not over that at all.
No, not over the jingle.
The most important meal of the day. And the other thing that I want to say to you, I've been thinking about something in terms of gay people. And I want to run this past you. Okay. I think you're gonna be all right. I think you're gonna like this.
Okay.
Okay. So you know how racism is wrong.
Yes.
Okay. So now the cool do you know how one of the things that you will actually say to white people to insult them is that's so white, you are so white. If a white person tries to dance and they can't,
sure,
you're
yes,
that's so white.
Yes.
Or what a white thing to do. Or if someone tries to sing along to a song they shouldn't be singing along to, be like, seriously, you're the whitest person I know.
Right? Or just white people problems.
Right. You're so white.
Yes. No,
I'm
absolutely.
Wondering is as we advance as a culture into the realm of acceptance of the gay, do you think it's going to be possible that a new put down will be God, you're so straight.
Yes.
Do you think we're going to start adding that into the, yes, into the, I like it.
When somebody tries to dress like a hipster and fails.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I know that there was the whole metrosexual thing, but this is something different. This is a failure. This is someone, you could also, if someone goes out on a dance floor, come on, so straight.
Yeah.
So
no, straight. Absolutely. I like it. Yeah. I like it. I like where your head's at.
Thank you.
Second breakfast, moving into socio-political commentary.
I guess. I will tell you that one time I was at a place where everyone was gay but me. And nice. This one person knew that I was gay. And do you know why they knew I was gay? He knew I was gay. Or no, that I was straight. Do you know why he knew? Everybody knew that I was straight. And this one guy was like, I knew you were straight. And I was like, I mean, I am, but how did you know that?
Sure.
And he goes, the way you wear your socks.
Wow.
I know. I was like, I'm a little insulted. I am straight, but this is a little bit too much for me.
Awesome.
So anyways, that was the beginning of that. That guy was a trailblazer.
Congratulations. You were there at the moment. You were there at the moment.
I was the first person to be insulted.
Indeed.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Second Breakfast Nation, every Monday, Phil and I talk about the movies that we've seen over the past week. And we highlight any exciting movies coming out the upcoming Friday.
Yes.
And that's kind of it. And we try to do it all in about 5 minutes once
not
we start
counting
the timer.
Yes,
not in counting this who's a what's it's that we're doing.
You got to understand, people. Andy and I haven't talked to each other in a day.
Right?
And we got to talk to each other, people.
Right?
So it's whenever we start this whole thing, we're excited that we're doing it. And so we need to talk. We need to make sure y'all know that we're here and we love you and all the stuff that's happening.
Got to prime the pump first before you actually get going.
I'd like to
shine a light on another area of popular culture that we don't often talk about on Second Breakfast, and that is books. Books, and I promise. Nobody likes books, right? Nobody likes to read. It's all about the movies and the television shows, and I get that. But I finished a book this past week that I have literally been trying to finish for 3 years. And it's not because it's bad. It's truly one of the best books I've ever read.
Okay.
But I just kept starting it at a time in law school when I just didn't have a chance to see it through to the end. And it's so dense and packed with symbolism and just rich language that if you have forgotten where you are, you have to start at the beginning again.
Wow.
Yeah. It's called A Canticle for Leibowitz. And it is a science fiction novel set in the far future. Sort of a post-apocalyptic, how the Catholic Church preserved knowledge after the fall of Rome.
Right.
Transform to, it is a monastery, so Catholic, but religion preserving,
right,
to whatever extent it can, civilization and knowledge after a nuclear war.
Right. Ooh.
And it's three books, not as in separate novels, but parts of a longer novel. It's three books, and they don't They are not really, they're hundreds of years apart from each other, so no characters appear. Some are talked about,
Sure.
but it is funny and dark, and it is the moral of the story is those who cannot remember the past are doomed to repeat it, and it is
Well, now I don't have to read
devastating.
it. Now I don't have to read it. You just told me
You,
that.
it is. I told you the last line of the book. No, that's not the last line of the book. It
But
is
still,
marvelous. It is.
someone told me that Jesus came back to life, so now I don't ever have to read the Bible again.
There you go.
Psyched. Psyched.
Think of all the time I'll save.
Oh my gosh. It's going to be so much easier to write these sermons now that I'm at the end of the book.
That's right. That's right. So yeah.
I'm having a problem, you know. I haven't read a book in a long time. And part of the problem, and I don't want to, I listen, Andy, I'm not going to call you part of the problem, but part of the problem is you.
But I'm not part of the solution.
No, well, part of the problem is that like I'm watching now more movies than I have ever watched. I really am. Doing this show is pushing me in a way that who cares outside of the two of us, but I am definitely watch, which the funny thing is when we first started our show, people who listened to it were like, "You guys have seen a lot of stuff." And I'm like, yeah. And so instead of being like, that's right, now I'm like, well, no, I haven't. I have to watch more. That's not healthy. But I like,
No,
I
that's not
don't,
healthy.
other than work stuff, I mean, I read commentaries and stuff like that for my sermon prep, but like, I haven't read a book for fun. Haven't read a book for fun since Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter a year
Nice.
ago, which was
Nice.
a great read,
I
total
believe you.
blast.
I
But
believe you.
like, I didn't even realize, ro-ro, I didn't even realize that Tom Wolfe had a new book out. And then I found out and I bought it immediately. Like, I was like, immediately. I love Tom Wolfe books. I
Yeah, I know you do.
love, unapologetically love Tom Wolfe books. Bought it and it showed up like the day after that because Amazon is amazing. And then it's just sitting on my floor. And it's
Nice.
like, there's Tom Wolfe brilliance just sitting in my room. And I'm like, other things, la, la, la. So, I mean, I know that my life is full. But
Right.
seriously, I want to find ways to read again because people
Sure.
who read are better than me. Just like people who speak Latin are better than me. I don't know.
Sure.
And people who can dance. There's all sorts of groups of people who are better than me, but I used to be a reader.
Right.
You know?
That used to not be a group of people who were better than you, and now it is.
They were one,
Yes.
I was one of them, and now I'm
Yes.
not.
Yes. Well, you know what? I'm not going to tell you to put it above Tom Wolfe, but put Canticle for Leibowitz high on your reading list. You will
Okay.
love it.
Okay. Hey, Andy.
Love. Hey, what?
Book club?
I'm not
Just
ready for
don't answer
that.
yet.
I'm not ready for
Okay,
that.
okay, okay. I was hoping you wouldn't answer yet, but you answered when I was saying don't answer yet. That's fine.
Oh, you know the thing? Yeah, I'm not ready for it yet. Yeah.
Can we just start the 5 minutes? Because the sooner we start the 5 minutes, the sooner this podcast is over. I'm done with you.
Yes, we can.
All right, all
You
right.
want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first. I don't have a lot to tell you, so
All right.
I can do this. This is going to be the
Ready?
shortest week ever.
5 minutes starts now.
Okay. The first thing that I
You are
watched,
the worst
I
person in the
watched a
world.
movie, I watched an independent flick from 2010 called Monsters, which is kind of like a sci-fi indie flick where you don't really see the monsters till the end, but it's about these aliens come from another place and they infest a big hunk of Mexico, and like the world responds by basically putting walls on these two sides, and they call it the infected zone. And there's a guy and a gal, Americans, who are on the other side of the infected zone that have to get back to America, and they have to go through the infected zone. But it's not really about the monsters, and I'm sure it's super, it's about something much more important, I think, probably like relationships or something. I don't know. It was good. I would say it was a very promising movie. Does that make sense?
It does.
That's.
I felt much the same when I watched it.
Oh, you've seen it.
Yes. I really liked it.
Okay.
I
I didn't
really
realize
liked
you'd
it, but I
seen
didn't
it.
love it.
Exactly. And I'd heard things about it, like it was like, I think it was one of those movies where people loved it because they went in not expecting anything. And then we're
Right.
like,
Right.
that was actually something.
Yeah, no,
That
totally.
deserves. And I will say, I thought the aliens, when the monsters, quote unquote, when they show them, awesome.
Yes,
Oh.
agreed.
And they do the thing where you literally do not see them full on until the very last scene of the
Yes,
movie.
yes.
And they show little bits of them before that.
Yeah.
But very, very cool, very, very moody. Okay. There was a movie that came out last week by the name of Iron Man 3. And I saw this movie.
I'm
It's
not. I'm not.
little. It's only playing a couple screens.
Sundance? It
Yeah,
premiered at Sundance? Yeah.
yeah,
Okay.
exactly.
Right.
Yeah, it's the first of the series, but they're calling it Iron Man 3 just to be indie. I won't say a lot about that. I won't say a lot about that because we're going to talk about it tomorrow on our podcast.
Yes.
But I did see it with my wife in the middle of the day on a, during a heat wave, which was glorious. And anytime you can go in the movies in the middle of a heat wave, life is good.
Indeed.
And we will talk. I won't say a thing. Guys,
Okay.
tune in tomorrow if you want to know my opinion about Iron Man 3.
Yep.
I watched Conspiracy Theory for Project Melway. I watched. This is. I only watched four things. This is the fourth thing I watched. Now, I've seen this before, of course, but I watched Pinocchio, the Disney movie, Pinocchio. Had not seen it, honestly, really watched it from beginning to end since I was a kid. That movie is amazing. That movie is amazing. It is, first of all, I watched like the first 20 minutes with Paige a bunch of times, and then it all goes to a terrible, terrible nightmare. As soon as
Right.
a talking fox comes in, the movie falls apart for the Paige. So we watched that a couple times in the past month, and then I was like, all right, whatever. So the other day, she wanted to watch it, so we turned it on, and then she had to go. She and my wife left, and I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to watch the rest of Pinocchio, because if we keep doing it like this, I'm never going to see Pinocchio.
Right.
Andy, oh my gosh. OMG, Pinocchio. Gorgeous, phenomenal, one of the best animated movies I've ever seen in my life, Pinocchio. Amazing.
Fantastic.
The artistry of that movie is sublime.
It's been a
I'm done
very long time
talking.
since I've seen it, but I look I, but I want to see it again. I've
Yeah.
seen it as we discussed offline. It's been longer since I've seen that movie than any of the other sort of big ticket Disney classics.
It's not a movie that I would, it's not a movie that I have ever given any much It's not one that I've given love to in the past, where I've been like,
Right.
that's one of my favorites. Never gave Pinocchio much love. I give Pinocchio much love. One of the best things I've ever seen.
Nice.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I love you. I love you.
I
You're
stopped.
never going first again. I have like a minute. Okay, here we go.
That's what you get for
I
dealing with
know, I
me.
know. Zida. I saw Galaxy Quest.
Oh.
So much fun. I saw, thanks
Yes.
to you talking about it, I saw Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yes.
Just the best. I watched Predator. I watched Get to the Chopper. I saw also Iron Man 3 and Conspiracy Theory. Tune in later this week for my thoughts on both. I watched Ratatouille. Let me
Oh,
say this
yeah.
about Ratatouille. If you are not currently watching Ratatouille, you do not realize how good Ratatouille is. It is a glorious, glorious movie. And in anticipation of a couple weeks from now, I watched the 2009 Star Trek. So much
Okay.
fun. Just a
Good call. Good
fun,
call.
popcorny movie coming out this week. Coming out this week, The Great Gatsby in 3D.
Oh God, it's
Baz
not gonna see
Luhrmann,
it.
what are you doing? Why is The Great Gatsby in 3D? That means we have 10 seconds, so I'll make this fast. Also, that's the only wide release. Also, Tyler Perry's Peoples is coming out.
Stop.
And in limited release, an Eli Roth movie, Aftershock, which looks just terrible. And that's it. That's the week that was and the weekend to be. After this week, we pretty much have something awesome coming out every week. So
Okay,
just
hopefully.
get through an amazing cast doing an amazing story in what will probably be a terrible movie. And then after that, we're golden for the rest of the
I
summer.
love that we don't have to argue about Baz Luhrmann. We can just be like, got it, moving on.
Indeed. But until then, this has been another Second Breakfast. I'm Andy Roth, and that's Phil Duvall. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The most important meal of the day, second breakfast.